this is So Lefty, and you're listening to the Scotty K Show.
Hey, Stella, it's Scotty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time. Our hometown Glencoe
Thank
girl.
You. Yes, Chicago, baby.
There you go. Is there anyone you want to give shout-outs to since they might be listening to your hometown here? You can run through the list.
Okay, I want to give shout-outs to all of my best friends from high school. They know who they are. And my family. My mom, my dad, and my two brothers.
And your two brothers. How old are your brothers?
My older brother is 27 and my younger brother is 20.
And so you're right in the you're a middle child, huh?
Yes, right there in the middle.
There you go. You had to do something to get attention.
Exactly. I needed my own thing.
I want people to hear a little bit about your journey for a second, because you know, people only see the results, right? Obviously. And so from Glencoe to the Billboard charts, can you give me the short version of kind of how this all happened?
Yes, the short version.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been singing and writing songs literally my entire life since I was like 5. But I never knew that that was like a job or any sort of path that I could take. But I went to college and I was a public health major. And then I ended up graduating and thought I was going to be a songwriter. And then I ended up, you know, putting out my own music and doing the artist thing.
When you were in college, though, were you were still writing songs and playing? Were you performing at all, like even dorm room parties, or what was college life like for you?
I was really afraid of singing for anybody. I had like major stage fright.
Really?
So I wasn't really doing that. Yeah.
When's the first time you performed in front of people then?
I did one kind of show where I sang a bunch of covers and I think like two original songs my senior year, but I literally had to do everything I've had to not throw up on that stage. It was like a 20-minute thing,
really?
And I was not okay. Yes. But my first like real show I did was opening for Will Swinton in LA at the Peppermint Lounge, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Which was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
And so that was your first real show. And how did you get out? Did you just suck it up? Were there words of encouragement?
Tequila.
And tequila.
A shot of tequila.
There you go.
Yes.
That'll do it. A little liquid courage. On that journey for you, what do you think the most difficult moment was?
I think the social media aspect of things and like posting so much and being so consistent and also feeling like you're connecting with the people, because I think that's always hard. It's like it's sometimes easy to post, but then you also have to remember that like there's real people, you know, that are seeing those things and that like you want to connect with in a real way. So I think not being in person and having to post, like, it's obviously a new era. Like, things used to be so live, and now they're, like, you know, combined with also the social media part.
Yeah.
So I think that.
Are you talking about the being consistent is hard on social media? Or are you talking about the reactions that you get to, knowing that there's good and bad, and you have to deal with all of those at the same time? Or both, I guess.
I mean, both. Definitely both. But also, I think more just, like, connecting with people in a real way when it's through a screen. Like, that's really what it is. It's like, I want to make sure that I'm, like, reading the comments and responding to people and, like, building real relationships. But obviously that's hard sometimes on social media. But that's the biggest thing I feel like that I pay the most attention to.
Gotcha. So you put a lot of pressure on yourself to make sure you're not just posting and going, yeah, give me all of your attention, but you're actually trying to curate some interaction and a relationship with them.
Yeah, 100%. We got to get to know each other.
Yeah. Let's talk about the social media aspect that kind of is playing a big part, obviously, in your life. I mean, you had Thinking About You, and that was getting millions of streams, but then
yes.
Boston goes viral. And so what was that moment where you realized this is big?
It was funny. Like, I was in Nashville, actually, for like a writing trip for a week. And I was alone at the piano, like right before going on a date, kind of like hanging out with this boy that I had a crush on. And we'd kind of been seeing each other like that whole week. And so I was sitting at the piano and I just like wrote the chorus, posted it, and just didn't look at it for like 24 hours. I didn't think anything about it when I wrote it. I was like, I don't even know if it's good. I think sometimes it's hard to tell right away.
Sure.
But yeah, then I checked the next day and I was like, oh, people like this. What the heck? And so I finished it and then put it out in the world.
Were you writing about the boy that you were going on the date with, or was that a different person?
Yes. No. Oh my God, how crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked.
Yes, no, it was about him. Yeah. He was the ultimate crush.
Can I ask about Vincent? Is that about Vincent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ask. Yeah, it's about
great.
Vincent.
Yeah, no, we love big fans of Vincent Mason over here. So, and yes, you kind of did this hard launch on Instagram with him, and everybody was like, we knew it. was that something that you had thought about, that there might be any downside to putting that out there?
I think no, because I think the best part of social media is that, like, if you do it how you would normally do it, like if no one was watching, you know, like, I think that's kind of how I was thinking about it with him. It's like, we're dating, like, he's the best person ever. We're always together. So it was like a natural progression of things. And I think, you know, it made sense. I wasn't even thinking about, like, oh, are people gonna hate this?
Yeah.
I just was like, he's so cute and fun. Like,
that's so adorable. Can I pry a little bit? How did you guys get up on a date? Who was it that did the shooting of the shot?
The shooting of the shot. Well, both of us, because I saw a video of him, actually hilarious, because I saw a video of him being, like, sang to by Ashley Cook on stage. I don't know where it was or what it was, but I think it was when they were on tour together.
Okay.
And I was like, that boy is so cute. It's honestly not, like, who is this? And so I ended up reaching out to, like, my manager. And I was like, do you happen to, like, know his manager? Like, I think he's really cute. Like, if he ever comes to LA, like, can I, like, write with him? I don't know. Like, I was just like, how do I get, like, to know him? But then it never got back to him. Like, Vincent never heard about that. And then weirdly, like, 2 weeks later, he heard Thinking About You, like, saw the video and DM'd me about it and was like, hey.
Oh, wow.
Like, I love this song. Yeah, so random.
Yeah, almost a kind of a meant to be thing. So he didn't know you were trying to get a hold of him.
Yes.
But somehow you made your way to him. He took the bait. That's fantastic. I love that. Well, it sounds like, and I can hear the smile in your voice too. So I'm happy for you. It's amazing. And you got so many great things going on. You were obviously doing the tour with Jess Murph and what you did, Wyatt Flores. But Stagecoach came around and you just were everybody's guest there. Well, that's wild.
So fun.
How did you end up on stage with everybody?
I don't know. Like, I was on tour with Cam I was on tour with Cam and we had been singing All Yourn together, like, pretty much the whole tour. And so he was like, how fun would it be if, like, you come to Stagecoach? Because I live in LA, so it's, like, very close. And I was like, well, of course I'm down. I love you. And with Wyatt, it was the same. Like, he had DM'd me. I opened up for Wyatt. And, you know, he's the best dude. And so he was just like, would you want to come sing? And I was like, of course. So it was kind of like easy things, people that I just like am friends with. And it was like an organic, fun thing. So it just worked out.
Yeah. And what happened with Diplo? You just showed up for that?
I don't even know exactly how it happened, but I think he had heard the song and liked it and wanted me to come sing. And I had never done anything like that. And so I was like, I'm such a fan of Diplo. Yeah. So it was just so cool.
Yeah, I'm always interested on how those things happen, because sometimes they're like manager to manager. Sometimes they're very organic, like, hey, you're cool. I like your song. You want to come hang out? And then your life is changed forever by, you know, these little moments, which is super fun. And then you're going out on tour with Tucker Wetmore as well, which is just insane.
Yeah.
Life is crazy for you right now.
It is crazy.
Well, I don't want to take up a ton of your time, but I one, appreciate you coming on and chatting and telling a little bit about your story, especially if we can champion our hometown girl doing big things.
Well,
but also, I have a surprise for you.
You have a surprise for me?
Yeah, so I wanted to let you know that Boston is now officially in rotation in your hometown radio station here on US 99.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, we're gonna be rocking that thing.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry right now. Yeah. I really appreciate you guys for the support. Thank you so much. It's like, truly, I'm so grateful.
Okay. We're proud of you, and we're excited for everything that you're going to continue to do.
This is like a dream. You don't understand. I grew up listening to this station. This is like a huge deal for me.
Thank you, Stella. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.